Last week, we spoke to Sydney journalist and author of Paris Dreaming, Katrina Lawrence. And this week, she continues her love affair for this city by sharing some secret places she loves. Delightful courtyards, ancient cloisters, Paris's oldest cafe, the room where Dr. Guillotine perfected his head-chopping machine. And we'll have the names and the spellings up on our SoundCloud site so you can check it out too, either in person or from your armchair. Have you got a secret place that maybe not many people know about that you'd like to share with us as somewhere that you run off to in Paris?
Yeah, I actually have so many of them, but one of my favourites is the Biot Cloister in the Marais. It's the city's last remaining medieval cloister, and these days it often showcases art exhibitions, but it's cool and it's a really lovely place to just reflect on life. Because otherwise the city is really overstimulating to all the senses and don't get that kind of serenity too much. Another place you can get it that I love is in the Orangerie in the Tuileries Garden to see the Monet's water lilies, because the blues and the purples and all of the colours of his paints have this really beautifully calming effect. Yeah. And then as we spoke about with all the courtyards, I love any old courtyard. I'm always leaning on those doors, hoping that they'll creak open. You can come across some of the most amazingly ornate courtyards. You would never know they exist behind these doors unless you're lucky enough to be there when they're open or a delivery guy is opening up the doors and you can peer through. And there's one in particular that I love, which is called the Cour de Rohan, which is R-O-H-A-N. And it's actually a series of three courtyards, and it's covered in ivy and flowering plants. And you can see the building that King Henry II built for his mistress, Diane de Poitiers. And there's also a staircase there that was made famous by the film Gigi. So that's quite fabulous. It's actually private now, but if you just kind of loiter a little at the gate, eventually, if you look polite and quiet and nice enough, someone will come out and let you slip in to have a look. Really? And then if you exit on the gate on the Cours du Commerce Saint-André, which is in the 6th arrondissement, you're in this little alleyway that there's so much history just in this little strip. You can go into this chocolate shop that has part of the old 12th century wall, so you can be sitting and eating next to the tower of this wall. There's also a door that leads to the place where Dr. Guillotine perfected his decapitation machine. and next to you is a restaurant called Le Procope, which was the city's first cafe. It's the oldest cafe. It dates back to the 1680s. And this is where the who's who of the Enlightenment would come and converse over coffee. And it's said that this is where the French Revolution and those ideals of liberal democracy really started to percolate. Okay. And like even the motto that is now the motto of the French state, Liberté, Égalité, Fraternité, that was invented in this very place. So I love that particular part of the 6th arrondissement. There's just so much history. It's palpable.
Yeah. Well, look, I haven't finished reading the book, but I'm enjoying nibbling at it. It's a bit like a French woman with dark chocolate.
that's fabulous.
And I think it's worth recommending to people Katrina Lawrence's Paris Dreaming. It's published by HarperCollins. It's only just been released, hasn't it?
Just before Christmas, yes.
Oh, before Christmas, okay. And there's some images in there, and I think it's a good read. So congratulations, and thanks for being with us on Travel Writers Radio, Katrina.
Thank you so much for having me, Graham. It was lovely.
My pleasure.